Elderly woman in Russia who couldn't pay her debts has been handed a strange sentence by the court. Reuters reports that officials are threatening to take away the woman's pets. Apparently, the unidentified senior citizen doesn't own anything of value that can be sold off to repay her $11,000 in unpaid loans. So, the court is demanding that she hand over her Shar Pei puppies. No word on how many of the pedigree pups that she owns, but each could be worth about $500. So,
Well, that's kind of sad.
I agree. Your money or your puppies. And again, that could have a tremendous...
I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well, and again, I don't know what her reason for not paying her taxes was. I don't know if she did it willfully, but that can, you know, take somebody's puppies away, especially if they're of an age, and you know, that could impact them in a negative way. Okay. In some sort of a bizarre attempt to outwit Mother Nature, which never really works very well, in Brooklyn, officials introduced possums years ago to scarf down the rats that were running amok in the borough.
I know an old lady who's swallowed.
Yeah. Operation Possum? I mean, I don't know. It didn't work. Not only do the rats continue to thrive, but now the possums are a problem of their own. Bands of roving, conniving creatures sauntering through yards, plundering garbage cans, and noshing on fruit trees. They're everywhere!
They're everywhere,
says Teresa Skova, who's a chairwoman for the board which represents some Brooklyn neighborhoods. Didn't any of those brain surgeons realize that possums are going to multiply? The possums were set free in local parks and underneath the Coney Island boardwalk, with the theory being they would die off once the rats were gobbled up. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They just don't understand, do
no,
they?
No. Make a phone call. I mean, there are people out there who could tell you about this.
I'm going to tell you something about a possum, yo. It only takes two.
That's right. We just need to get some old boys up there. Look, let's just go through the Sun Belt. Let's grab us some guys and pick up.
Don't say Sun Belt after Saturday.
Oh, okay. Well, just the coastal areas of U.S. America, okay? Put them all in pickups, four to the truck. Put them in crew cabs. You can get six that way. And just let them go up there with their guns and just take care of business.
Then you'll
have
a lot of roadside stands selling fresh fried possum.
Yeah, I mean, just take care of business.
Mm-hmm. Taking care of business.
Once again, did they not have anybody who knows them? All right, this is...
I still say one of the most frightening moments of my life
was
coming to work one morning several years ago up the back on the back side of the building, the double ramp, back when I came up the double ramp for reasons, I guess... Oh, I know what it was. It was when there were only two keypads. We still had to use the keypad to get in the building.
Sure. Right.
And that was one of only two. And the other one was kind of tucked away in a hard-to-reach location.
In a nooklet?
Yeah. And so I'm coming up there, and there's one of those doubling ashtray slash trash containers. You know, had a little ashtray on top, and then had a little circular cutout on the side, and you could put your trash in there. And I'm got about halfway up the second ramp, so I'm nearly to the door, and I hear the unmistakable sound of a scratch, like inside that container.
Yeah. Oh.
And honest to goodness, as I'm reaching out to the keypad, which is right next to said ash can, half trash can, half ashtray, a possum sticks its head out of that circular garbage cutout. And you talk about first you say it, then you do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had a moment.
Uh-huh.
And... holy cow.
Yeah, because they're not pretty.
No.
And they're somewhat aggressive, really.
Well, you know, they try to be tough. We used to say they sell up.
They sell up.
Yeah, that's what we used to say back home in Clarksville. Yeah. Old possum on the back porch, he saw me, he sold up.
But if they're threatened, and that one could have felt entrapped or threatened, they can be nasty. Mm-hmm. Hello?
I've got a great idea. Let's replace little rats with giant rats. Yeah.
Exactly. And after all, that is what a possum is.
Yeah, they're all of the same. Oh, once again, Yankees. You just can't nothing to do with
what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Yeah, what we do is we go down there.
Yeah,
we're
gonna go. Yeah.
We get the. They got these things called possums. And
opossums. Opossums.
Opossums. And these opossums will eat the rats.
They'll die.
And then after the rats is gone, these opossums will die out because that's all they eat is them rats.
Yeah. Yeah. They can't live no other way.
That's right. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. So we got that.
I'm talking
going for
here.
Us. Yeah, we got that going for us. All right, let's see here. We'll save this for tomorrow. New words in the new Oxford Dictionary. We'll put that over there. And Dancing with Stars. Haven't we done enough of Dancing with Stars?
We did it early.
You tried to pretend like you didn't know it came on.
Now, but we have a lot of television shows starting this week, you know, season premieres.
Oh,
This is premiere week.
Right. Including a couple of our favorites, right?
Because, what, the last week or two we had all the summer finales.
Yeah, we did. And strangely enough, this is like turn it off week, where you're supposed to turn off all your electronic devices.
You know? Why?
Because it's a distraction. It's a distraction. That's why you're supposed to do that. So we'll talk in just a minute about the season premieres and stuff like that. It's 8:46.
Everyone is tightening their belts about now, and at Dexter Mortgage, we can help. We can lower your interest rate or change the terms of your loan to better fit your financial future. And rates are great. 30-year loan is just in the mid-fours now with good credit. A 15-year note is even less. Do you want to remodel your home or pay off those pesky credit cards? Get a tax deduction at the same time? You may have all the money that you need. The problem is, it's all in your home. Solution? Dexter Mortgage. We can explain to you your options. Get the money that you need. We make loans honestly without all that double talk. I know that not everyone refinances or purchases a new home every day, but we do. Call me today. I'm Debbie Davis with Dexter Mortgage. We handle government loans like FHA and VA, conventional loans, 30, 20, and 15-year notes, construction loans, even cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. We do it all. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
You know, I haven't talked about it because it's been a little bit warm. You can eat outside at the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe. And I mentioned that because it's cool overnight. And there's the hope that, yes, it will eventually get cool. And so you can eat outside if you want to. They're located on FM 1179 just past Marymount. They have a $5 box lunch to go if you want that, maybe for the office. You could get some box lunches and eat that stuff if you can't get away. If you can get away, then that's great. They'd enjoy it. They'd love to have you at the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe to do that. But they do have $5 sandwiches for you to choose from. One of the neat things they have is something called the Perfect Lunch Plus One. This is half of a sandwich and either a cup of soup or half a salad and just a little assorted cake ball. You choose one of those. And so you get a little bit of dessert to go along with your soup or your salad. They have cold sandwiches and hot sandwiches. They have salads, combos, of course. They can do that. And they have hot wraps and cold wraps. Plus, there's always a daily special. Go to the website. That's thegreenhousebakery.com. Call them if you want to for information. It's 776-5123 or go see them on 1179 past Marymount. It's the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe.
Conductor Marcello Busicchi leads the Brazos Valley Symphony in its 29th season. Throughout this landmark season, each concert will feature fantastic guest artists with local ties who have gone on to outstanding artistic careers. Join in the experience by purchasing season tickets at bvso.org. Single concert tickets are also available. Join the Brazos Valley Symphony for the season opener on October 3rd. 3rd at 5 p.m. in Rudder Theater on the Texas A&M campus. Remember, season and single tickets are on sale at www.bvso.org.
You know, I guess in his remaining months as Defense Secretary, Robert Gates is not making any friends there because he's talking about cutting back on generals and finding ways to save money. And then you get this story. Military contractor accused of repeatedly defrauding the government, still getting Afghan projects from the government. It's the Lewis Berger Group. They have a documented trail of allegations of waste, fraud, and shoddy construction. 2 months after the whistleblower stepped forward to tell the story about the Lewis Berger Group, they were awarded $1.4 billion in reconstruction contracts. That'd be $1.4 with a B, billion dollars. And here's the problem. The administration's reluctant to do anything because they don't want to delay the efforts to rebuild Afghanistan. So let's go ahead and continue to deal with crooks. What do you think? Allegedly, they're crooks. That'd be the Lewis Berger Group. Again, your government at work. Hey, all those hours that your preteen daughter's spending on the computer may be good for her. Your son? Not so much.
Not so much.
Researchers found a link between extended computer time and better test scores, but only for African-American boys and Caucasian girls. According to the Washington Post, research spent 6 years. They studied 1,000 kids between the ages of 6 and 12 until they were the ages of 12 and 18. And the findings suggest that African-American boys, who increased their video game time the most over the six-year period, scored 4 points higher in reading. Girls' reading and math scores were 1 point higher. Researchers also noticed that white girls who spent the most time on the computer were less likely to be withdrawn in social situations. The only group of children showing a decline in the test scores, white boys. Yes! There you go.
Boy, stay off the computer.
Well, here's the deal. Researchers said that the decline wasn't very big, but it is statistically significant. What happens is that apparently white boys spent more time randomly surfing the internet. Yeah.
No.
Can't imagine. No. Yeah. And playing games. Can you imagine that? One other side effect researchers noticed among those kiddos who spent the most time online was aggressive behavior. The increase was small for most kiddos, but it was noticed that boys who logged on to the most video game hours were more likely to display aggression. Well, make them go out there and hit a punching bag or something. Go play some sport.
Maybe yeah.
You get the stink blowed off you, and you get a little bit of exercise.
That's right. And yeah. Boys need all the stink blowed off of them they can get.
I mean, any of those things would probably be good for you, you know, just to go ahead and do that. Okay, here's a lesson for all the crooks planning to rob the Craigslist's buyers. Mm-hmm. The police shop on Craigslist as well. A couple of genius eye. These guys from Garden City, Idaho, posted an ad.
The lesser known Garden City.
I think so. They posted an ad, sell a laptop, arranged to meet the buyer. Buyer happened to be Gary Rainey, who'd be your sheriff for Ada County. So Gary arrived at the rendezvous point, and he noticed there was a guy in a hoodie and dark clothes. That was the seller. He decided maybe he'd call for backup, which you notice they never do on television. You ever notice that?
Oh, no.
Walk into a dangerous situation, they never call for backup.
Hey, man. Yeah. Clint Eastwood didn't need backup.
That's
okay?
Right, yeah.
So you just get
really
on down the
Come
road
on.
With that.
Why would you need anything like that? So anyway, he calls for backup, and sure enough, the guy didn't have a computer.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Knowing there was a string of these robberies that had taken place, he's got the backup guys there. They arrive. Seller takes off. He's arrested along with the accomplice. They confess they never had a laptop to sell. He said there's only one. The sheriff said there's only one thing more fun than arresting criminals. That's arresting dumb criminals. Yeah. Your mom has got to be proud. So, can it take 15 minutes to put on a T-shirt? The answer is yes. Manuel Torres is a Spanish designer. He claims that he has this new spray-on fabric.
Oh, yeah.
You got the little squid. I mean, isn't your finger going to get tired by the time you get done?
Sure.
Anyway. He's designed the fabric known as Fabrican. See, it comes out of a can.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. With the help of chemical engineers from Imperial College London, 2017.
There you go.
And unveiled.
Well, they don't play in the Sun Belt.
Yeah, that's right. We'll get their officials again.
They're white and pasty. They're from London. They're white and pasty. Anyway, unveiled the latest of the sci-fi fashion at a media preview, according to the London Guardian. The instant sprayable non-woven fabric consists of a mixture of fabrics and polymers that bind together when sprayed on the body. Mr. Torres explained the process while
Stop.
Applying it. Yes.
Do you want to apply anything that a caveat of it or part of how it somehow works for you, if you will,
no.
is that it binds?
Yeah, I don't want to hear binding.
When you apply it to the body?
Yeah,
not I think
true.
Super glue does the same thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and it's a polymer. He explained the process while applying it, it says here, to an apathetic male model, ending up with a very realistic and very form-fitting shirt, replete with wrinkles and texture. He noted the clothes dry soon after they're sprayed on. They are reusable and washable. Developers say that they plan to extend the technology into the fields of transportation and upholstery, and currently working on spray-on bandages. Okay, with medicine embedded. There I can see an application. But, you know, when we have our fat days, we don't need to be spraying on anything.
Yeah, really. I mean, how do you, I mean, if you're cut, you know, if you got a six-pack going on,
right.
you want to show how that works. I mean, that's one thing. But if you've got a case on the other hand.
You're like most people.
I don't think you want necessarily a T-shirt that looks like you've been poured into.